It's 7:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, January 8th, 2001. And this is CHWO AM 740 Prime Time Radio. Good morning. My name is Michael Caine, President and General Manager of AM 740 Prime Time Radio. And I welcome you to the official opening broadcast of North America's newest radio station, AM 740, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The switch I've just thrown to put AM 740 Prime Time Radio officially on the air marks an end and a beginning. It's the end of years of dreaming, hoping, planning, and waiting for a unique radio station to come along and reach out to millions of people who are 50 years of age and older. And it is the beginning of the fulfillment of those dreams, hopes, and plans. Finally, AM 740, Prime Time Radio. It's about time. Today we launch a radio station like no other on the AM or FM dial. The kind of station that people all over Toronto and throughout Southern Ontario have been clamoring for years. Well, it's arrived. AM 740 will feature veteran-friendly announcers and experienced broadcast journalists. Our schedule is jam-packed with features and specialty programs designed just for you. But what will make us the most unique radio station you can hear is the music. Our kind of music. Classics from the big bands, the fabulous 50s, and all those memorable melodies from what seems like just yesterday. Here's a sampling of some of the great adult standards you'll hear on Prime Time Radio.
AM 740.
Exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away.
I'm stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey. Can't be bad. Feels so good. Never felt quite so sunny. And I keep on knocking wood. They'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails. With my top hat and my white tie and my tails. Stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. Ask me when will that day be? The big day may be tonight.
You're watching the sun come up and counting your money,
girl.
Or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there he is, and you want to be where he is. And this must
this be the start of something? This could be the heart of something. This could be the start of something.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every woe-woe still shines.
One man, one wife, one love, through life, man,
sweet, sweet,
memories are made of this,
memories you gave for me,
memories are made of this.
Radio, AM 740.
AM 740.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The world is full of wondrous things, it's true. But they wouldn't have much meaning without you. Some quiet evening I sit by your side, and we're lost in a world of our own.
Spoken love, I'm aware of the
And that's just a fraction of the thousands of songs we've got ready to play for you on AM 740 Primetime Radio. Wherever you are, in Toronto, the Golden Horseshoe, Southern Ontario, and even throughout the northeastern United States, we are your radio station, and all of us at CHWO AM 740 look forward to serving you with our powerful 50,000-watt clear-channel voice 24 hours a day. Thank you for finding us. We're sure glad we found you. In fact, why don't you preset your radio dial right now to AM 740 and get to know us better? I know you'll make friends with all of our outstanding program hosts, people like Barry Morton, Norm Edwards, Jim Paulson, and Brian Peroff. And right now, here's the man who'll get you up every morning with a smile on your face and a spring in your step. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Fulton. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Wait a minute. There's no applause for me?
That was for Elvis.
Elvis gets the applause because his birthday is today. My birthday was yesterday, and I get bupkis. Oh, well.
Happy birthday to all of us, then.
Thank you. Yes, good. We've been kicking around for the last couple of months the very first song, the first complete song that will be played on AM 740. Now, this is a huge decision with a lot of input from, well, a lot of people at CHWO, folks involved in the launch of AM 740. The first song has to really say everything that we're about, has to explain what artists will be featuring, the tone, the mood, the emotional impact of the music we're going to play. So after all of the different suggestions were put into the, well, they weren't put into a big hat at all, we just talked this out and came up with only one song. First of all, we have to include the greatest vocalist of all time, Frank Sinatra.
Ooh, my favorite.
Absolutely. So, then Frank Sinatra's Paige. We got him. Then, today's top star, who just happens to be Canada's own Celine Dion. All right. Well, we get Frank Sinatra and we get Celine Dion together, and considering that this is the launch of Primetime Radio, AM 740, there could only be one song, and that is All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way, have a way.
Frank Sinatra, Celine Dion, and isn't that the song, All the Way, to open up a brand new radio station, Primetime Radio, AM 740. Who's complaining? Somebody that I'm introducing, Michael Caine, the president of AM 740, as a guest. This guy has the key to every office in the building. He's no guest.
Oh, what a great first song, because we're going to love our listeners all of the way. And I don't know, have I got a minute to thank some folks?
Well, since you are the president, I think you could take a minute, sure.
Well, because the behind-the-scenes folks rarely get acknowledged. And I want to thank them because of all of the wonderful work that they've done. You're probably not going to hear, you're going to hear a fabulous lineup. We'll go over that after the news at 8 o'clock. But, of course, the first person I got to thank is Jean Caine. My mother, the president. No, I'm the president now. She let me be the president.
But she's your mom.
But she's mom, and she's chairman of the board and has been the guiding light for the Caine Empire, at any rate, for a lot of years. And, Mom, thanks very much. This one's for you. I want to thank my investors, because without the folks with some money, we wouldn't be able to do this. Peter Gilgan, Ken Harrigan, Terry Patterson, and George Patton, to the senior management staff who have been there for the 16-hour days for a year now, Harry McDonald and Jackie Gerard, thank you so much. To all of our managers, Gene Stevens, program director, Bob Shepard, director of news, Kevin Dent, engineering, Andy Stokes, marketing and promotion, Allison Dodd, retail sales, Paul Stringer, our creative director, and a very sort of special thank you to a third generation Kane, the production manager here at AM 740, my son, Matt Kane, who produced the opening for us this morning. So, Matt, thanks very much.
When I first came here, I thought everybody worked 7/24, you know, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I'm glad to see that's not the case. Just for the lodge. We've got traffic now. Here's Bill Montgomery.
Thanks a lot, Tom. And others westbound on the 401 do have some problems at Brock in Whitby. Watch out for that as well. Some problems westbound 401 in the express lane. Just approaching Dufferin in the left lane. Turnabout QEW, slow to Dorval. Got a stalled bus under the overpass. Call across Canada for just 10 cents a minute or anywhere in Ontario and Quebec for just 5 cents a minute or less with Distributel. To find out more with no obligation, call Distributel at 310-1112. News is next on Primetime Radio, AM 740.
AM 740 News. Good morning. I'm Bob Durant. It's minus 6, 21 degrees Fahrenheit. We'll have mainly sunny skies by noon, the high about where we are right now. The news is presented by Wren's Pets Depot. Well, here we are, Canada's newest radio station, AM 740. It is my pleasure and privilege to present the first newscast on AM 740 as we become part of Canadian broadcasting history. It has been quite a journey. To give you some background on the big story of the day, here's AM 740 News Director Bob Shepard.
Thank you, Bob Durant. We are the big news story this morning. Just a few minutes ago, Michael Kane, the president and general manager of this radio station, threw the switch for the dawn of the AM 740 era.
The switch I've just thrown to put AM 740 primetime radio officially on the air marks an end and a beginning. It's the end of years of dreaming, hoping, planning, and waiting for a unique radio station to come along and reach out to millions of people who are 50 years of age and older. And it is the beginning of the fulfillment of those dreams, hopes, and plans. Finally, AM 740, prime time radio. It's about time.
About time for sure, Michael, and please say hello to and welcome our new morning news anchorman, veteran newscaster Bob Durant. Bob?
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure to be here. This doesn't happen every day to a broadcaster to be part of a brand new radio station. It is quite a thrill. In other news, the strike continues at York University with about 15% of the school's students attending classes. York has told most of the students to stay away since the Canadian Union of Public Employees threatened to add steel and auto workers to the picket lines. Things could get nasty. Contract faculty members have accepted a new labor contract, but nearly 2,000 teaching assistants and grad assistants are still on the picket lines. Despite marathon talks during the weekend, neither the university nor the union could reach agreement, so the big losers in all this continue to be the students who have paid tuition for nothing. It is back to school for Ontario students this morning after a long Christmas break, and high school students are returning to fight for extracurricular activities. Peter Ramsey, the head of the Ontario Secondary School Students Association, says student voices will be heard. Teachers at about 75% of Ontario secondary schools are refusing to supervise extracurricular activities, the things that we took for granted when we were in school. The testimony continues at the tainted water hearing in Walkerton. The area's chief medical officer will take the stand. Dr. Murray McQuigg sounded the alarm about E. coli last May. You know what a tragedy that was. 1,300 doctors in New Brunswick are threatening to close their offices this morning. They want a 30% pay hike. They claim will help stop the exodus of physicians to the greener pastures of the United States. The government has offered less than half that amount. According to the Washington Post, Trans World Airlines plans to file for bankruptcy protection on Wednesday. The paper reports American Airlines will announce hours later that it is buying TWA. Guess what is coming back? The Ford Thunderbird. The 2002 Bird convertible joins Volkswagen's new Beetle and the Chrysler PT Cruiser in a recycling of classic automotive shapes from the past. The new Thunderbird is a throwback to the original 1950s version, with a removable hardtop with porthole windows. It will have a 3.9-liter V8 engine capable of producing 252 horses. The cost, though, not so good, $40,000 U.S. It may be harder to get a job in the U.S. as the economy slows. The latest survey shows employers announced plans last month to cut well over 100,000 jobs. Officially, the U.S. Labor Department reports the national employment rate held steady at 4% last month. Your fingers are getting quite a workout today. Toronto is switching to a 10-digit telephone dialing system because the 416 area code is running out of numbers. The addition of a new 647 area code for Toronto doesn't take place until March. But starting today, anybody dialing a 416 number may hear a short message saying 10-digit dialing will become mandatory on March 5th. AM 740 Sports, the word out of Buffalo is the Bills have fired head coach Wade Phillips because he wouldn't fire some of his assistant coaches. Well, at least he's loyal. The Bills missed the playoffs this season with an 8-8 record. The New York Giants have earned the right to host Minnesota for the NFC title next Sunday. The Giants knocked off the Eagles 20-10. Baltimore scored a pair of fourth-quarter TDs to beat Tennessee 24-10, sending the Ravens to next Sunday's AFC title game in Oakland. The Raptors snapped a three-game losing streak, beating Seattle 94-92. In the NHL, Edmonton doubled Columbus 4-2, Detroit beat Colorado 4-3, Chicago knocked off Tampa Bay 7-4, and Steve Stricker won the match play championship in Melbourne, Australia, ending a 3.5-year victory drought. AM 740 time is 8:04. We'll have the weather after this.
You're not the only one concerned for your pet. There's an entire network of professionals working for better pet nutrition. It starts with your veterinarian and ends in Oakville at Wren's Pets Depot. Wren's amazing variety of products is proof that not all pet foods were made alike. And for every breed of dog, every stage of a cat's life, there's a food formula to match. Visit Wren's Pets Depot, 4002 Trafalgar Road, Ed Burnham Thorpe. That's today's Food for Thought.
And the weather forecast, becoming mainly sunny by noon. Winds increasing to northwest about 30 clicks with a high around minus 6. Cloudy periods tonight, low near minus 15. Tuesday, sunny, cloudy periods at first. Clouding over in the afternoon with flurries developing. Winds increasing to westerly 40 kilometers, gusting to 60. So you know that means high wind chills. It'll be cold with a high near minus 7. The present temperature is minus 6, 21 degrees Fahrenheit. The news was presented by Wren's Pets Depot, 4002 Trafalgar Road at Burnham Thorpe in Oakville. News is next at 8:30 on AM 740.
Good morning, I'm Tom Fulcombe. Welcome to the first complete hour of AM 740.
AM 740.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. You don't have to put another nickel in. We're just going to keep on playing the music that you love. Tom Fulton with Donna Pricing and Michael Caine this morning. We've even got Roy Orbison coming up and crying. A great thing on Prime Time Radio.